You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, this is Chip. This is 2MTL 158 for August 30th. Showrunner Stephen Moffat just announced in Edinburgh that we're not just going to get Series 6 next year, we're going to get Series 6 and 7 of Doctor Who in 2011, 7 episodes in the spring, and then a nice summer break until 6 more episodes in the fall. Now, this just sounds crazy to Americans, but here, I'm in the home of the all-you-can-eat buffet of TV seasons. The average length of a TV season is somewhere from 22 to 84 episodes a year, give or take. But no Christmas specials. That's just crazy talk. Anyway, I can see some obvious pros and cons to this arrangement. On the pro side, as Moffat says, frequent breaks mean frequent resumptions, not so long a wait till we get more Doctor Who. There's an opportunity for more frequent cliffhangers, and that could be good from a marketing standpoint as well as a storytelling standpoint. And possibly more compact overarching storylines. If you need to fit your big ideas into half as many episodes as you're used to, maybe they won't be dragged out as much. On the con side, I can imagine my friend Trevor from the Doctor Who podcast complaining about everything having to be a dramatic, momentous cliffhanger. He was unhappy about that enough during a 13-episode season. Now we're going to be getting twice as many big cliffhanger moments in a year. And that gives less time, possibly, for standalone episodes to, well, stand alone. There may be more pressure to fit them into the series arc. And I kind of like having Doctor Who episodes that I can come back to in any order. I've also got no clue about how the international handling of this will be. I'm honestly not excited about getting into the comfortable habit of getting my weekly Doctor Who fix only to have it taken away less than 2 months later. But, of course, that's the plan, isn't it? Leave the audience hungry for more, whip up the buzz? Moffat knows what he's doing, but somehow, I'll never be satisfied until we truly get a 30-episode series. Maybe in 2012? And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for August 30th. Thanks for listening, and please leave some feedback either at twominutetimelord.com or on Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, or on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks a lot. Catch you soon.